God's glory fills the temple at its dedication. The time chosen for the dedication was the Feast of Tabernacles. This feast was preeminently an occasion of rejoicing. The labors of the harvest being ended, the people were free from care and could give themselves up to the joyous influences of the hour. The hosts of Israel, with richly clad representatives from many foreign nations, assembled in the temple courts. The scene was one of unusual splendor. Solomon, with the elders and influential men, had brought the Ark of the Testament from another part of the city. From Gibeon had been transferred the ancient tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels in it. These cherished reminders of Israel's wanderings in the wilderness now found a permanent home in the splendid building. With singing, music, and great ceremony, the priests brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place. The singers, arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and harps, stood at the east end of the altar with 120 priests sounding with trumpets. See. As the trumpeters and singers made themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and when the song was raised, with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, in praise to the Lord, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. RSP.